Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Fairfield area weather calling for cloudy skies today. Temperature holding in the mid-40s. Could see some frost late tonight as skies clear. We'll have a low around 32. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Fairfield Fire Department responded to a house fire at the John Cohn residence on Southwest 7th Street in Fairfield Saturday morning. When firemen arrived, they spotted fire on the north side of the structure. No injuries were reported. However, a family pet passed away in the home. Fairfield Fire Chief Andrew Miller said the biggest obstacle in putting out the fire was the added construction over the years.
We had some fire showing from the north side of the residence on arrival. Had a window that self-ventilated. We got some crews inside, made an aggressive interior attack on the fire. Due to multiple constructions over the years, we've had several hot spots we've had to chase in roof lines and ceilings and things like that. That's the reason it's taken us so long to finally get everything out, is we're having to cut holes and get the stuff to get chased underneath the roof itself. So no injuries on our part. One family pet passed away. Homeowners taking custody of that. So
a cause of the fire has yet to be determined at this time. Chief Miller has spoken with an investigator with the fire marshal's office. As a representative from the office will come down to investigate the structure, Chief Miller credited his firemen and the Fairfield Rural Fire Department for providing mutual aid of knocking out the flames. Fairfield police were also on site directing traffic and blocking off the section from West Center to Delaware Street so crews could battle the blaze. More news after this break.
6 out of 10 people diagnosed with Alzheimer's will wander at some point. Silver Search is a new tool in Illinois to help locate those missing with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Go to SilverSearchIllinois.org for more information on how you can help law enforcement agencies when someone goes missing. You can also find information on brain health and early warning signs of Alzheimer's on our website, SilverSearchIllinois.org.
Sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
The Fairfield Park District is partnering with the local Little League in the renovation of a diamond at Leo French Park. Park District President Jay Fahey says it is a win-win proposition.
Little League came to us and asked us to renovate the Leo French Diamond, the North Diamond. It's not been touched for 30 or 40 years. And to their credit, they, in advance of asking us to help, they raised $25,000 or more and have taken the initiative to go ahead and tear down and remove the fences, all the posts, take down the scorer's booth, and then they intend to replace what they've taken down. Estimated cost there is $25,000 or more. They also asked us to assist them with erecting an outfield fence that would allow them to make sanctioned ball games there, and also they want to extend the dugout, so they ask us to put a new roof on that, and the old benches there are worn out, and they ask us to put the new benches. So they're going to spend $25,000. We're going to spend neighborhood of $21,000-$22,000.
He says the cost sharing has worked with other organizations in the past when they have wanted improvements to facilities. The White County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a Crossville man late Friday night after police say he ran a stop sign in Crossville. Police noticed 22-year-old Zachary T. Cotton of Crossville northbound on Illinois Route 1 approaching the intersection with Route 14. An officer tried to stop Cotton's vehicle for having a taillight out, said Cotton ran the stop sign. The officer later caught up with Cotton at his home and asked why he nearly ran the officer into the curb during a pursuit. Cotton allegedly told the officer he thought the officer, quote, was his friend and was wanting to drag race. Cotton was given field sobriety tests and later taken into custody on a DUI charge. He was taken to the White County Jail in Carmi, where he later blew a .103 on a breathalyzer. Published reports say Mount Vernon police are looking for a man who shot a woman early Saturday morning. Officials say it happened in the 400 block of South 17th Street around 3:15 a.m. A woman was standing in the doorway of a home, according to police, when the man shot her in the leg. The two had been dating on and off. The woman was taken to a local hospital. Her condition was not immediately known, but her injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Police are searching for the suspect, but the suspect was not immediately located. An investigation is ongoing. A truck driver was arrested Thursday in connection with the crash that killed an Illinois state trooper conducting a traffic stop last month. 55-year-old Craig Wade Dittmar has been charged with reckless homicide and operating a motor vehicle while fatigued, according to an Illinois State Police statement. On March 28th, Trooper Brooke Jones Story was inspecting a commercial truck on the side of a highway in Freeport, Illinois, when a semi-tractor trailer truck struck her, her squad car, and the truck she had ordered to pull over. Dittmar of Stockton allegedly drove the truck and was cited at the time of the crash for improper use of a lane and violating Scott's law. Dittmar is being held on a $250,000 bond at the Stevenson County Jail. Jones' story is among three Illinois State Police troopers to die in a traffic-related incident this year. 36-year-old Trooper Gerald Ellis was killed just 2 days later by a wrong-way driver on I-94 near Libertyville. And in January, a vehicle hit Trooper Christopher Lambert near Northbrook. The Illinois Department of Public Health is working with local health departments, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Food and Drug Administration to investigate a multi-state outbreak of Salmonella Corral linked to pre-cut melon. Cato Foods LLC recalled pre-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and pre-cut fruit medley. The recalled pre-cut melons were packaged in clear plastic clamshell containers and distributed to multiple stores, including independent retailers. According to the CDC, 93 cases in 9 states have been reported. Illnesses started from March 4th, running through the 31st. In Illinois, 5 cases have been reported in the northeastern and eastern part of the state. The IDPH is still tracing where the melons were distributed in Illinois, so people could potentially be exposed across the state. The IDPH advises residents to check your refrigerator and freezer for recalled products and throw them away or return them to the place of purchase for a refund. Federal authorities have a message for taxpayers as April 15th approaches. Tax fraud can land you in prison. Monday is the deadline for filing federal income tax returns. John Millhiser is the U.S. Attorney for Illinois Central District. He says prosecutors work year-round to hold accountable those who attempt to cheat the system for personal gain. Millhiser and Gabriel Gerchen of the IRS noted a series of recent tax fraud cases. Gerchen is special agent in charge of the IRS Criminal Investigation Division in Chicago. They include Clifton Ty Robinson of Chicago and Greg Harwood of Springfield. Robinson is serving 8 years for a scheme to get $1.8 million in refunds from 300 fraudulent tax returns. Harwood got 18 months and had to pay $1 million in restitution for underreporting business income. The Illinois Senate passes a measure to try and get presidential candidates to release their tax returns. Tony Munoz sponsored the bill. It would require any presidential or vice presidential candidate who wanted to be on the Illinois ballot to make their tax returns public.
If you want to run for vice president, president of the United States, hey, what's wrong with providing your tax returns for the last 5 years? If you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't worry about anything. That's how I see it.
There is a question on if the move is constitutional. The state already is set to raise the minimum hourly wage and now a plan to raise the starting wage for teachers. is underway. The House approves a measure to bring starting teacher pay to $40,000 over the next 5 years. The state last set a minimum starting wage in the 1980s, and it hovers around $11,000. Republican Representative Avery Bourne says the state is offering up an unfunded mandate.
The state's not backing this up with more money. We're not sending them the resources to implement this. We are saying this is a massive unfunded mandate on many school districts that will limit their ability to make choices.
Supporters in the House say it will help with a shortage of teachers. The bill heads to the Senate. Last year, a similar law was vetoed by then-Governor Bruce Rauner. Students may soon be learning about hunting safety under a bill passed by the House this past Thursday, Kim Howard reports.
The measure lets schools offer curriculum about safe hunting practices to students. It's sponsored by Representative Monica Bristow of Alton.
Hunting and fishing are cornerstones of downstate traditions that many families enjoy, so this legislation would be particularly impactful and helpful in our downstate communities.
The bill now moves to the Senate. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And a benefit singing for Jay and Diane Barbary will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at the King's Chapel Church. Diane had several surgeries and has been hospitalized since December 2018. Featured singers and musicians are Larry Hobbs, Rodney Masterson, Paul Lowe, and Gary Klein. Refreshments will be served after the singing. King's Chapel Church is located at 1023 County Road 1850 East, or on Outer North 1st Street. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Hey, that lawn's looking sweet, Bob.
You're killing it, Bob.
This summer, let us help you be the envy of the neighborhood with the greenest weed-free lawn on the block.
Liquid Green Lawn Solutions has the weed and feed you need. This year, do your yard like a boss. Greener is better. Find them on Facebook or online at liquidgreenlawns.com.
This weekend at Sisney Village Park in downtown Sisney, Paul's Complete Auction Company has been commissioned to sell the following personal property for the estate of Bill Taylor, to include a nice Poland Pro 19-horsepower riding lawn tractor. Just to name a few more items, 10 sets of 1950s doorknobs, a clear Beehive Aladdin lamp complete, two brass pumps, and a green Bakelite case radio. All items are from one local estate owner, Colonel Paul Gibson Auctioneer, with over 40 years of experience working for you.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old McLeansboro resident Kermit M. Webb died at 2:17 p.m. Friday in McLeansboro. He was a retired owner of Webb Oil Company in McLeansboro. He attended the First United Methodist Church in McLeansboro. He graduated from MTHS in 1942 and was called to serve into the U.S. Navy during World War II. After returning from the war, he became a driver for Mid-Continental Oil Company. In time, he became an agent for DX Oil Company, Sunray DX, and then Sunoco Oil Company. When Sunoco pulled out of Illinois, the company represented BP Oil Company. He served on the Hamilton County Soil Conservation Board, was a member of the American Legion Post 106, a lifetime member of the VFW, and a 50-plus year member of the AF&AM Lodge 137 of McLeansboro. He loved traveling, camping, enjoyed the Lincoln Landers Motorhome Club, and enjoyed the coffee group in McLeansboro. He really loved riding his Can-Am cycle in warm weather and deep-sea fishing with his friends at Bayside Estates in Florida. Surviving are two daughters, Paula Young of Carmi and Linda Gwaltney of Benton, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Ron Webb of McLeansboro, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Kermit M. Webb will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Graveside military rites will be conducted by the American Legion Post 106 McLeansboro and the U.S. Navy Military Honor Team. Entombment will be in the IOOF Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation from 6 to 8 Monday evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with Masonic service at 7. Memorials may be made to the First United Methodist Church in McLeansboro in memory of Kermit Webb and will be accepted at the church or the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Albion resident Marjorie Jane Longbonds died April 11th at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. She was a teller at Citizens National Bank of Albion, where she worked for 26 years and continued part-time after retirement. She was a member of the VFW Auxiliary and Women of the Moose. Surviving are her daughter, Sarah Hazel of Albion, a stepdaughter, Carolyn Frisch of Carbondale, one granddaughter, and three grandsons, and three great-grandchildren, five sisters, Mary West of Albion, Anita Downer of Princeton, Indiana, Marilyn Longbonds of Albion, Nancy Nelson of Albion, and Norma Buckles of Albion, and three brothers, Leroy Spear of Albion, Neil Spear of Albion, and Howard Spear of Pegram, Tennessee, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Marjorie Jane Longbonds will be at 11 a.m. Monday at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion. Burial will be in Graceland Cemetery. Visitation from 5 to 7 this evening at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the VFW Auxiliary in Albion and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of the arrangements. 54-year-old Grayville resident Bobby Dean Newman died Friday at his home. He was a member of Northside Baptist Church in Grayville, was a truck driver, and enjoyed gaming, especially horse racing. Surviving are his wife, Sherry Newman of Grayville, a son, Bobby Newman of Fort Branch, Indiana, a daughter, Jennifer Newman of Grayville, brothers, Telvis Bell of Oakland City, Indiana, Kenny Bell of Grayville, Philip Bell of El Paso, Texas, Ronnie Dale Hungate of Grayville, Henry Newman of McLeansboro, Michael Newman of Oklahoma, sisters, Kathy Frankenberry of Fairfield, Joanne Tarr of Mount Carmel. Funeral services for Bobby Dean Newman will be at 3 p.m. today at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Burial in Oak Grove Cemetery at Grayville. Visitation from 1 p.m. today until the time of service at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates from places like Gotzi's Restaurant, Patty's Share Magic, Simply Enough Scrubs and Stuff, and Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply. You can shop 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
I miss her. I miss talking to her. I miss doing something with her. Anything. Together. Like we used to do when she was little.
Hi, Daddy. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, honey.
Between her head buried and texting and school, hard to believe we live in the same house.
Get your family on a roll at Skateland. April 18th is Kiwanis Club Free Skate. Open to all Wayne County grade schools. Open skate every weekend. Find them at SkatelandRollersport.com or call 84SKATE for information.
Here's your sports update for today. High school baseball yesterday, FCHS over Redbud, 12-4. College baseball, Kaskaskia College defeated FCC in a doubleheader, 6-5 and 11-4. College softball in a doubleheader, Southwestern Illinois beat FCC 1-0 and 6-5. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2 in a game played in Monterrey, Mexico. The L.A. Angels over the Chicago Cubs 6-5, and the New York Yankees shut out the Chicago White Sox 4-0. NBA playoffs, Brooklyn over Philadelphia 111-102, Orlando over Toronto 104-101, Golden State over the L.A. Clippers 121-104, San Antonio over Denver 101-96, NASCAR racing, Saturday night, Martin Truex Jr. won the Monster Energy Series race at Richmond. On the sports schedule today, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds play again down in Mexico. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 starting at 2:10 this afternoon. The Chicago Cubs play the Angels and the White Sox take on the New York Yankees. National Hockey League playoffs today. The St. Louis Blues play Winnipeg in Game 3 of their playoff series. The Blues lead that series 2-0. That's your sports update for today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at the ballpark in Monterrey, Mexico, the Cardinals had a 1-0 lead until Jesse Winker hit a 6th-inning home run, and then it was Derek Dietrich, a 7th-inning home run, putting the Reds on top, and they went on to beat Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals 5-2.
Wainwright was very good in the early going, putting up zeros, actually had a no-hitter until that 6th-inning home run, and the Cardinals just wasted too many chances. 10 left on base, the Reds scored late, the Cardinals rallied in the 9th, Colton Wong homered, just not enough.
Jared Hughes got the win in relief. Adam Wainwright took the loss. He's 1-1. Raisel Iglesias, he allowed 2 base runners with a walk and a Carpenter base hit, but left them on as he picked up his 2nd save. Now today, Anthony DeSclafani will go for the Reds, and he'll be opposed by Miles Michaelis.
Reds pitching's been good. Michaelis was good last time out. We hope for the best from Miles Michaelis.
Airtime for our broadcast is 2:10. Ricky will have the lineups at 2:55. I'll bring you the first pitch around 3:10 Central.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Fairfield area weather, cloudy today, temperature in the mid-40s, clearing tonight, patchy frost late, low around 32, sunny Monday, a high of 60, mostly clear Monday night, a low near 50, sunny and breezy Tuesday, a high of 75, chance of afternoon showers Wednesday, a high of 75, breezy Thursday with showers possible, even a thunderstorm, a high of 72, and a chance of showers Friday, a high near 60. Picked up 1 1/15 hundredths of an inch of rain since last night. The present Fairfield temperature is 45.